regards to the places that a person wants to send his tzedakah money, use his tzedakah money for. So there's a few areas which we have to look at. One, that there is a clear order in Shulchan Aruch of adifas, a preference of where you give your tzedakah money, who you're supposed to give, the needs that the tzedakah money should go to. There's also a preference in halacha in regards to the individuals that you're giving the tzedakah money to. A relative versus a non-relative. Within relatives, a local tzedakah versus a non-local tzedakah. The third issue is, since we're dealing, nowadays we give our tzedakah through Meiser money, we use Meiser money as our tzedakah process. So there are certain preferences in where you use Meiser money. Those are the three areas that we have to look at and try and put them all together to understand the halachas of where we give our preferences to tzedakah, where you should prefer to give your tzedakah money to. Then there's also within the power of the kanos of a bezin, etc., of a city, they can make certain directions of how they're directing people to give their tzedakah money to. The Shulchan Aruch says that we're going to talk about the needs that the Shulchan Aruch discusses have preference in regards to giving tzedakah money to. The Shulchan Aruch gives the preference to what's called pinyan shvuyim. A person has been caught, he's in a situation where he's been caught and he's a captive. So, nowadays it's not as common, pirates are not as common as they used to be. They still exist, you can get them if you want them. Just certain areas you go to, you'll get them. But it was that to redeem a captive is considered the greatest preference. And that was because their lives were in danger. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman's Arbat Zatzal says that nowadays they put a person into jail because he belongs in jail. That's not what we're talking about. You know, the person did some type of an action which was improper and they put him in jail. That's not the mitzvah of pinyan shvuyim. If you have a situation where a person is being incarcerated improperly and there's a danger to his life, that's the mitzvah of pinyan shvuyim. That's generally talking about the situation with the boys, the young men in Japan. There's a concern over there about their health and their lives. That's the situation of pinyan shvuyim. So Shulchan Aruch gives preference to tzedakah money to that area. That's the first place this person should be directing his tzedakah money. There is a shaila because we use Meiser money for our tzedakah, and it's clear in the Chabad Chaim and Sefer Avos Chesed brings different makaris that the main preference for Meiser money is to use for Talmud Torah, to support people learning Torah. So what is the preference over here? So the Shulchan Aruch gives the preference to speaking to Shulim even over Talmud Torah. However, he himself in his Shuvas, the Shuvas Avkas Reichel, which is the Shuvah from the Beis Yosef, says that giving to Talmud Torah goes before Pinyan Shvuyim. So it's not clear what the position of the Shulchan Aruch is in regards to this, because we have a stirrut in his Shuvas and the way he passes in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shuvas, some of them were written after the Shulchan Aruch, so it would have maybe his final position on that. But it seems to be an halacha that most Poskim still say that we have an option, you have a situation of Pinyan Shvuyim, that would be the first preference where you're sending your tzedakah money to. It doesn't mean you should give all of your money there. It means that if you have a choice as how much to give. The Vilna Gaon says a beautiful word. It's the Pasuk says that you open up your hand. When you open up your hand, there's different sized fingers. It doesn't mean you only give one finger. You have five fingers. But there's some which are bigger and smaller. The question is, how much money are you dividing amongst these various needs? The second place the Shulchan Aruch says after that, if a person does not have a situation of pinyan shvuyim in front of him, so the second place he says to go to is to give people which need money for food and who are sick. And the which are sick, so then that is the second preference. The Chavos Chaim and Avos Chesed says that preference over Talmud Torah only is referring to a case where it's a relative. A relative who is sick has preference over Talmud Torah. If it's a question of somebody who's sick or who needs money for food and he's not a relative, there would be preference to give money to Talmud Torah over that, because we're using Meiser money for that purpose. So today we covered the first two levels. The first two levels are pinyan shvuyim and to be meichel aniyim and take care of aniyim which are chaylim, and where that fits in vis-a-vis the halachas of using money for Meiser for Talmud Torah. Have a good morning, boys.